T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ryan Burrow is joining us now. You know, Ryan, we keep talking about the problem with robocalls that everybody seems to have, and it seems like slowly we're moving toward being able to do something about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're in a penthouse in a major metropolitan area, if you're in a mobile home park in rural America, you're getting these robocalls. It really doesn't matter, and the FTC has announced a crackdown. It's filed 94 actions against organizations responsible for what it says is more than a billion illegal calls. It's part of Operation Call It Quits. They've teamed up with attorneys generals from across the United States in this effort, opening up 4 new legal cases, 3 new settlements. They're now going after 145 of these various, and I put them in air quotes, companies, because many of them are just scammers. And that's the big concern. While for many of us, this is just an annoying call we may get once, twice, 3 times a day, for some people, it's a scam. And for seniors, people with credit problems, these scams are sucking them in, whether it's promises of this or that. And it's resulting in a lot of fraudulent money or scams that are hurting people in the long run. So the FTC is really trying to shut it down. And we'll see if this effort works. These companies, once again, air quotes, tend to be a step or two ahead of the good guys. And this shutting down 1 billion of these calls could be just the tip of the iceberg, because this is a hunt that continues and probably will continue for years and decades to come.
How soon will we notice that the calls aren't coming in like they are?
Well, I don't necessarily know, because we're getting billions and billions, tens of billions of these calls every year. So to eliminate 1 billion, and that's assuming that you're eliminating the threat completely, which isn't necessarily true, this is a long-term effort. And you have to understand that their technology, the bad guys' technology, is getting a lot better. So they're able to kind of skirt a lot of the investigations and some of these lawsuits as well. I do want to tell you there are apps like Firewall that can help you auto-filter some of these auto-dialed calls. That's one way to try to prevent it, just from your own personal perspective, while the feds try to find out who these people are.
Okay, well, good to know that something's being done. Slowly but surely, it seems like we're moving for a way to combat all these robocalls. It's Ryan Burrow joining us live from Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.